the cost of asking an AI a question dropped from $20 per million tokens in late 2022 to just 7 cents by late 2024. That is a price collapse of more than 99% in under 2 years. Stanford's 2025 AI Index confirmed that figure, and it explains why 78% of organizations reported using AI in 2024, up from 55% just a year earlier. This technology did not creep into daily life. It arrived fast, and it is already making decisions around you, whether you noticed or not. Here is what most people get wrong, Phil. They treat AI like a fancier Google, but a search engine retrieves existing pages. AI generates something new. That distinction matters enormously. Artificial intelligence refers to computer systems designed to perform tasks that normally require human intelligence, recognizing patterns, understanding language, making predictions. Machine learning, the engine underneath most modern AI, does not follow a rigid rulebook. It learns patterns from data. Think of it this way. A traditional program is a recipe with fixed steps. A machine learning system tastes thousands of dishes and figures out the recipe on its own. That shift from explicit rules to learned patterns is the core difference between classical computing and the AI you interact with today. Now, you are already living inside AI systems, probably without realizing it. Your Netflix queue is not curated by a human. A recommendation engine watches what you watch, how long you linger, what you skip, and then predicts what will keep you watching. Spotify does the same with music. Your spam filter learned to recognize junk mail by studying millions of examples. Your phone's camera uses machine learning to sharpen faces and adjust light in real time. These are all predictive engines. They do not look things up. They estimate what comes next based on patterns in data. Large language models, the technology behind tools like ChatGPT, work on the same principle. They generate text by estimating the most likely sequence of words given everything that came before. That is why they are sometimes called autocorrect on steroids. The model is not thinking. It is predicting at massive scale with remarkable fluency. And here is the critical catch. Fluent does not mean accurate. A language model's confident-sounding response does not guarantee its statements are true. Generated text can contain factual errors, what researchers call hallucinations. The model has no first-hand knowledge of the world. It generates from statistical patterns, not lived experience. That brings us to the mindset shift, and this is the key idea of everything in this lecture. Most people approach AI the way they approach a search bar, type a few keywords, scan the results. That habit will consistently produce mediocre outputs. For example, asking an AI, "Tell me about nutrition," gets you a generic wall of text. Asking it, "Write a 3-paragraph summary of low-sodium meal planning for a busy adult with no cooking experience, in plain language," gets you something genuinely useful. According to NIST's AI Risk Management Framework, an AI system's output is directly shaped by the wording, context, and constraints in your prompt. Providing a clear task, a target audience, a desired format, relevant context, and any limits makes the response more useful and easier to evaluate. Think of it like briefing a smart intern on their first day. The intern is capable, but they need direction. Vague instructions produce vague work. Specific instructions produce specific results. That is not a limitation of the technology. That is how the collaboration is supposed to work, Phil. Remember this. AI is a predictive engine, not a truth machine, and not a search engine. The takeaway from everything you just heard is a single mental swap. Stop asking AI to find information. Start giving it clear instructions. Specify the task. Name the audience. Set the format. Add the constraints. When the output touches health, money, safety, law, or current events, check it against a reliable source. Because the model can be wrong, and it will not always tell you when it is. The good news, Phil, is that this skill is learnable in minutes and pays off immediately. You do not need to understand the math behind machine learning to use these tools well. You just need to understand what they actually are: powerful, fast, pattern-matching systems that respond to the quality of your instructions. Give them good ones.